Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tuity joins the guys each and every week here on 95.7 The Game. The playmaker, the Hall of Famer, the three-time Super Bowl champion. It is NFL analyst, NFL Network, Michael Irvin joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thanks a lot as always. We really appreciate it. How you feeling?
I feel fine.
Good. Whoa.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear.
I landed here in New York, and New York ain't nowhere near as bad as it was in Pittsburgh on celebrating Franco Harris' life and accomplishment and retiring his jersey night. That was the coldest I'd ever been in my life. It should be against the law to be that cold.
But we always talk about here how we got no reason to complain in California when it's 50s and other places they're talking about negative digits and the like. So I'm feeling a little of what you're feeling is that we don't complain about that out here on the West Coast, Irv.
Right. And that's what I was saying. I kept saying I was supposed to be on the West Coast. What the hell am I doing over here? It's -8 degrees and -10 degrees. No man. And I certainly don't think no black man is supposed to be in that kind of stuff. It just don't supposed to happen. That's all I'm saying.
Michael, great man. Well, let's get to Brock Purdy. I got to ask you about just another week and another just tremendous game. He's hitting plays that Garoppolo wasn't hitting. We didn't really get a chance to see Trey Lance hit him, but I mean, you were the first one to say, how do we not know that maybe this kid can be special? What do you think of how special he's been against a better defense than he's seen at any point in that Washington defense?
Right, in that Washington game, because that Washington defense came to play. They came to match your defense intensity. That's one thing you'll notice everywhere you go. Every time San Fran plays, because we constantly talk about it being the best defense right now in the National Football League. So now wherever city it goes in, every defense has to stand up and put in their claim for being the best. Or they want to play better than that defense, you know. And this is what I want to start saying, too. Because I'm noticing something on all the shows that I do and everything. I'm noticing a little sleight of hands here to Purdy. You know what I mean? What I mean by that now, and I talked about it, I said, you got to think about how Tom Brady came in. He came in with a great run game and some great defense. But, and he won early with that, and then he took over in the passing game. He won later with that. And I had that feeling, Brock Purdy, to have this kind of little journey, kind of to have that same path. But what I'm noticing every time I go, you know, San Fran can basically have anybody. That's a quarterback-friendly system, quarterback-friendly team. All of that may be true, but you can't take away from what Brock Purdy is doing. You can be as quarterback-friendly as you want to be. We still saw some hiccups and some hitches in Trey Lance's development. You see what I'm saying? And more than we're seeing right here with Brock Purdy. That's all I'm saying. We can't go about stealing his credit and what he has done and because we want to raise up the defense, or we don't want to give him all of his credit, and we take it away. See, he just got to don't mess it up. And just, no, he's making plays, and there's a difference between the two.
No, Michael, I think that's a great call because we're sitting here, you know, having this conversation about any quarterback. I'll tell you what, I don't think Zach Wilson looks like this in this offense, even though this is a, you know, not a QB dependent offense. I don't think Zach Wilson's going to look like this in that offense. I'll tell you that much right now.
It's about getting in and out of that huddle. It's about leadership. It's about control. It's about the people. You got them grown-ass men in that huddle.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got some kind of something to lead them men, trust me, that's going to be an issue. And now what you have to start thinking about is, why can't it look like this with Trey Lance right away? Does Trey Lance, those are the thoughts that you'll be thinking about as you move forward, because it looks great with Brock Purdy.
That's a great point. I was going to say, you know, Michael, this whole thing that's happened from Trey Lance to Jimmy Garoppolo, now Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, we've heard all of these lines. When you're an opposing team going up against a team like this who has this almost Disney Hollywood storyline, does it do anything to your psyche going into the game? Like, all right, fellas, let's go in and let's shut this down. Let, you know, this storybook ending, it's not happening on our watch. Is there any feeling like that? Or on the other side, have you ever played on a team where you have that feeling of that Disney movie and you're thinking, I think we could take this all the way?
Well, I don't know that I had that feeling of a Disney movie, because Troy, him, and I, we kind of grew in together. We both all came in one year after another and kind of grew into our success. You know, Brock Purdy has been added to a team that's been having some success, and he's young. Mr. Irrelevant. It just blows my mind when you had the second pick in the draft, and now you're coming back with the last pick in the draft, and you can sit there and look at it and say, let's look at this, and let's look at the development. Let's look at who's picking this up faster. And right now, and I saw a lot of ceiling, like high ceiling for Trey Lance. But right now, if we say, y'all measure the times, the two times that these kids have played, you got to say Brock Purdy is winning.
You do. No, you do. And that gets to a question that we were kicking around today on the show a little bit. And that is, you know, let's say Purdy leads him to the NFC Championship game, keeps playing how he is to this point. I mean, what do you do next year? I mean, I've seen enough to where I think if this kept going into the playoffs and he didn't have a blow up kind of a game or progressively play poorly here over these next 3-4 weeks, however long it ends up being, to me, he's got to be the starter next year. What do you do with Brock Purdy next year? I know it's still a lot of this year to go. And what do you do with Trey Lance as an extension of that for next year as this thing shakes out, Irv?
Boy, I tell you, man. And you know, people always talk about it. Well, we got these coming in quarterbacks. These are good problems to have. It sounds good. I mean, it's logical to say there's no such thing as having too many of a good thing. But the reality is, I don't necessarily buy. You want clear-cut direction. Who is the starting quarterback? Who is what? And this is going to be, well, it's going to be a hell of a call, because you have to see some serious upside on Trey Lance, and we know he has some upside. But this kid right here, he's also closer to his floor than he is to his ceiling. So where is his ceiling? If his floor looks like this, you would want to explore that too.
You have to. You know, Michael, I wanted to ask, we know you're a big Cowboys fan. The Cowboys go out, you get the W against the Eagles. We know it was Gardner Minshew, wasn't Jalen Hurts, still a solid W. As a Cowboys fan, going into the playoffs, which are right around the corner, who worries you the most? The Eagles, the Vikings, or the Niners?
Well, I said this last year when we got ready to go into the playoffs, that the Niners were the team that I did not want to see because they were a more physical football team. I said it on the radio in Dallas. I said, no, we don't want to see them. They're a physical football team. We don't want to see them in that first playoff game. Because you play that first playoff game against a physical team like that and try to line up again in 6 days or 7 days, that's a hard, hard thing. But we got the Niners. And of course, we got beat up. And I had Michael Parson on my podcast, on Mike Orvin podcast, right after that game. And he told me, he said, man, a couple weeks after the game, he said, I was sore for 2 weeks. He said, we learned another level of toughness when we played against San Francisco, another level of what we need to prepare for. I right now, with the way our defense is playing, I wouldn't want them to go through that defense again. I wouldn't want our team to play 49ers. I don't mind Minnesota. You saw what they did to Minnesota. You saw what they did to Philadelphia. I just right now, I would be a little bit worried until T.Y. Hilton comes along a little bit more. Because we need that other option. That game, that old pick six that ended the game a couple weeks ago, all that bounced off Noah Brown's hands, that kind of stuff, hopefully T.Y. Hilton can put a stop to.
Michael Irvin joining us here on 95.7 The Game, as he does each and every week here. I got to ask you about the 49ers defense. And, I mean, is it clear-cut at this point that the defensive player of the year is Nick Bosa, based on just the way that he continues to play? And you know, is the 49ers defense the number one defense in the league overall going into the playoffs?
Yeah, no doubt right now. No doubt. No doubt it's the best defense out there. And no doubt Nick, my old Raider, Nick Bosa, has claimed that top spot, especially here with Michael Parsons being a little banged up and having shined in the last 3 weeks in the defense. Dallas hadn't had one sack in the last 3 weeks. So, yeah, there's no doubt Bosa is leading. Bosa is the MVP leader that's leading the best defense.
When you do see a defense like this, Michael, From a schematic, you know, a schematic standpoint, let's take the Commanders, for instance. We know they really want to run the football. Do you just try to do what you do typically and just try to do it to the best of your ability at a high level? Or are there coaches that say, all right, we got to try to switch some things up because this team is number one against the run. Let's try to throw the football, even though we're more of a running football team. What do you typically see when you go up against these defenses? Do you try to target whatever you believe their weakness to be, or do you just stick to your game plan and hope that you can execute?
Well, first of all, you got to stay with who you are. You know what I mean? You're a running team. You like to run the ball. You can't just capitulate that. I can't just say, okay, I know y'all the best at stopping the run, but that's all we do. We're going to capitulate that. We're going to give the end to that. You got to come out and see. You got to come out and test it. You got to come out and make them respect you and make them see, hey, I'm willing to do this. And then, if you're the team that's running the football and trying to run the football and trying to run, then you have to bring up variations off that. You know what I mean? But you can't just say, I'm going to give up what I do. Norm Turner, offensive coordinator, would always say that when we got ready to play, we'd play Deion Sanders or Darryl Green or Rod Woodson or Aeneas Williams, all Hall of Famers, Champ Bailey. When they were playing me and following me around, Norm would say, there's no way I can let them take you out of the game because they take more than you out of the game because you're part of our game. So if our whole team sees that we're not throwing you the ball, then that cripples us mentally and in our confidence. So he says we can't let that happen. And so if you run the ball and you win running the ball, you got to try. You can't let them cripple you out the gate. You got to say, I'm willing to try. Let's bank some leather.
Michael, with 2 weeks to go in the season, big debate around here is the 3 seed versus the 2 seed. Obviously, it's different now because there's no bye for the 2 seed anymore like there used to be going back through the years. But the Niners, it sounds like they're going to go full bore and try and win these last two. They got the Raiders and the Cardinals, who are obviously going in a different direction. But I wanted to ask you about the difference and take the Cowboys out of it because we all saw what the Cowboys did up in Minnesota. But but from your experience, winning a game in Minnesota is a lot different from Minnesota having to come to your crib, is it not? And should the Niners chase that home game if those two teams play each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You talk, first of all, let me tell you something. What you guys are talking about, and regardless to whether the Niners are really going for that or not, they did the first thing right. They must make everybody believe this is what we're going for. You can't lose 3 weeks. You know, you'll lose 3 weeks. You'll lose. Well, you'll certainly lose 2 weeks if you let it out we're really not worried about these games. We understand we got our seed and we're okay with that. Now you start getting a little lower in practice, losing intensity in practice because they become preseason games at the end of the year, and you don't want you want them to be preseason value. But you don't want preseason effort. You don't want preseason effort. You want everybody playing hard. Jimmy never told us, even though we would have a bye, we had to buy or whatever, Jimmy would never tell us that he's sitting us. He said everybody is playing. So I don't lose the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of practice. So that's why it's impossible for them to say right now that they're happy with where they are. And no, yeah, we're happy with our seeding. No, you got to say we're winning these last two games so you don't lose 2 weeks of good practice.
Playmaker, I wanted to switch gears just a little bit here. So, you know, they announced the Pro Bowl, everybody that's going to be in the Pro Bowl, and, you know, there are a lot of conversations, as always, about the snubs. And, you know, for whatever the Pro Bowl has been, we know it's flag football this year. A lot of people have kind of maybe undersold what the Pro Bowl is, but then you see videos from teams and players right. where they're crying and they're very excited. Can you talk about how important the Pro Bowl actually is, even if the game isn't that crazy?
That joke is real, buddy, because it pats you on the back and puts you in what we call the upper room. You know what I'm saying? It says, hey, I'm here. I can walk around. The great ones are the best guys in this league as a peer, you know, as a peer. Not a possibility, as a peer. And that's very important, man. I'll never forget my first one. I told you, this is the first time I met Jerry Rice over there, man. It's the first time I met Jerry Rice at a Pro Bowl. I had just won Receiver of the Year. I've been chasing this joker forever. It's the first time I ever beat him in the number of yards and stuff. And I was standing out right there at Hilton Hawaiian Village. And I was standing there, and he came behind me and said, hey, I said, God, dude, boy, that goes, I said, oh, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? And then, you know what I mean? Because that happens at the Pro Bowl. You get that understanding, dude, me and you, we're the same dudes. We're both Pro Bowlers. I don't care what they're doing over there. I don't care if they're playing marbles. When you get voted to the Pro Bowl, that matters.
Irva, we'll leave you on this note. I mean, obviously, the 30 years ago, I'm thinking back to all the times the Niners and Cowboys played and you guys played in the 3 years in a row in the championship game. Is there ever a moment, because we think about this and it came up last year when they played, where you just think, man, it's hard for people out here to think the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl since 95. I know you guys won the two before that, won the one after that. Do you ever just sit back and go in disbelief that those two franchises haven't won one and as long as they haven't won one?
What do you mean? How long did it take?
Just that they haven't won another one since, either one of them.
I don't have to sit back and believe it. Every Monday, Stephen A. reminds me. Are you joking? Every Monday, he reminds me. Man, you haven't won one in 30 years, man. You haven't won one in 30 years. You haven't won one in 30 years. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you something. All I ever say is I just want these guys to experience one time. One time. I saw Jerry on the sideline of the game. I saw Jerry on the sideline of the game, and I said, wow. You know what I mean? He and I talked with him when he was with me in Dallas 2 weeks ago. We were talking about the same thing, about those battles we had, how fun they were to have that kind of hoopla around our battles and everything. It was just it's great and it's incredible. And we were talking about how, man, some of these guys, I wish they could experience.
Michael, thank you so much for the time. As always, we appreciate it. And the guys will be back next week, so we'll talk to you then.
Absolutely, my brothers. You guys stay well.
All right, you got it. Michael Irvin joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.